Sandy Byrne is tall, lean, and looks very fit. He needs to be for the incredible journey he's about to embark on. Riding a tandem, he plans to ride all the way around the coast of Great Britain. The person in the back seat will change regularly. The only thing they have in common is that their lives were blighted by the suicide of someone they knew and loved. Why is he doing this? Well, I expect that many Porty people will remember the posters of his sister, Alice, after she went missing. The alarm was raised in New Year's morning last year. The 28-year-old was last seen leaving a friend's flat in Marlborough Street. The search for her, which involved not only the police but many local people as well, lasted over a month. It wasn't until the 9th of February that the police concluded that she walked down the beach and died after, as they put it, she entered the water alone. Her family, understandably, was devastated. Now, 18 months later, the pain is still there, but Zani is determined to make something positive from such a tragic situation.
As you'd expect, it was an awful shock to me, my family, Alice's friends, I think the community as well. The period of time that she was missing until we had evidence that we'd lost her to suicide and to the sea was without doubt the worst period of time in my life. The uncertainty, the regrets, the guilt, the worry, the panic. I mean, some of that continues, but in a slightly different form. And I've tried to turn it into motivation to do something, to improve the mental health of, you know, young people, and just people generally in any way that I can.
Part of that is the fact that on Monday you're setting off on a really major bike ride.
Yeah, that's right. So on Monday I will get on a tandem with my mum and we will cycle from Portobello to Eyemouth, and that will be day one. I then have 88 more days to go around the entire coast of mainland UK, one slight exception that we might get to. And each day I'll be joined by a different person who's been bereaved or directly affected by suicide in one way or another. And the idea behind this is to connect to people, to do something meaningful, to do something together, and to listen to people's stories and listen to what they've learned in their experiences. What I've learned anyway over the past 18 months is loads about suicide, about recovery, about mental health. And from speaking to people just planning this project, there's a tremendous amount of wisdom out there. I want that wisdom to be easily accessible. I want other people to be able to get it before you need it. So the cycle is an idea to catch people's attention and to share information about mental health, suicide awareness, recovery, connecting to people.
And it's doing so in a way that it allows people all the way around the coast, as you say, to bring their stories to you, because you're also planning to record some of them.
Yeah, I think that not everybody accesses services. I access services. I use the SOB support groups, that Survivors of Bereavement by Suicide. I try and read a lot. I've received counselling. I know not everybody does, and I would like there to be a place where people can benefit from the same kind of discussions that I've had with different people, that's easy to access, that's low commitment, that can be clicked on and played and turned off again quickly and conveniently. That's the plan.
So it's essentially a kind of podcast like this?
I guess so. Sounds a bit strange saying that, but yeah. I guess that is what it is. I'm not producing it though. I'm handing it over to Mariam, who will be putting something together, and I'm not sure when that'll be out, but in the meantime I'll be uploading things to social media just to document the trip and to share useful bits of wisdom and point people in directions that I think are useful.
So you say you're going all the way around the coast. How far is that?
So that's 3,500 miles approximately, give or take a nook or cranny in Cornwall, or depending on the weather and those kind of things, but pretty much all the way around the coast of mainland UK. There is one interesting exception. So I was put in touch with the captain of HMS Charger who lost a good friend of his to suicide, and he and the crew of HMS Charger want to help in some way. We've decided, you know, between us, that they're going to collect me at Stranraer, load the bike on, and get a few other people who are involved in mental health awareness and in supportive charities and things, and they're going to take me across the water to Campbelltown, where I have some family.
I don't think a lot of people are aware just that the Royal Navy has people with mental health problems.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for the sailors themselves, but my impression is that, you know, these are really dedicated people that do their best for the country, serving the country, and they are often away from their families for long periods of time. They're under intense stress. They might be put in positions of danger, and those kind of things to me suggest that you could well have mental health problems.
I believe two of the sailors from the ship have volunteered to ride with you.
Yeah, that's right. So the 2 days after Campbelltown, so from Campbelltown to, I think it's Loch Gilphead, and then Loch Gilphead up to Oban, I'm going to be joined by sailors from HMS Charger. So I'm looking forward to those strong and fresh legs to give me a bit of speed.
Have you managed to fill all the slots all the way around the coast yet?
There are 5 remaining slots.
Do you have other people working with you who are trying to fill these, or are you having to do it all by yourself?
I've tried to do it by myself because I quite like the connections that come up when you try and do it yourself. I think it's important to meet and talk to people properly about the cycle and what the day is going to look like. But I'm now relying on, you know, social media and friends to spread the word, and that's been very effective. I'm completely confident that those slots will be filled by the time we get to them. Word is spreading quite quickly now, and the days aren't particularly onerous.
One thing you mentioned to me before this interview started was that as a result of everything that's happened, you've decided yourself on a change of direction, a change of career.
Yeah, I used to work in educational and child psychology, which is still very important to me. But after losing my sister, a thing like that, you reconsider your priorities and what you want to do with the rest of your life. And I'm now going to stay within psychology, but focus more on addictions, mental health, suicide prevention. My plan is to move in that direction.
You're going back to university in order to achieve that?
Yeah, back to university to do that. So to University of Teesside to do a doctorate in clinical psychology.
Anyway, back to the trip. Does it end back here again in Portobello?
Yeah, so we start Monday coming and we finish back in Portobello on the 24th of August. So that'll be mid-festival in Edinburgh, so busy and a good atmosphere. And I think on that final day I've got some Scottish Government people that might ride with me, some of the police who are involved in Alice's case, and some of my family members too. So it's going to be a big emotional journey that day and all the others before that. But that's part of it. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be stressed and tired, but I want that. What's the quote? When you've got a why, you can cope with almost any how. I've got quite a clear why for doing this. I think we can do better around mental health and suicide prevention. And in order to further that goal, I think I'll put up with quite a lot.
The ride will start from the cake stand at around 9 o'clock on Monday morning. You'll be able to follow the trip on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Tandem Against Suicide UK, or on Twitter at AlexanderBYRN15. That's AlexanderBYRN15. Yes, this is a trip about raising awareness. He expects interest from local radio stations and newspapers as he travels around the country, but he's also raising money for 2 charities. The one he mentioned, SOBS, Survivors of Bereavement by Suicide, and Papyrus UK, a charity for the prevention of suicide by young people under 35. There's a link to the Just Giving page in the description and also on our Facebook and Twitter pages. At the time of recording, it had already raised over £6,000, and that's before they'd even set out. All the best, Sunny, for a successful and eventful trip in all the right ways.